This is Helene Lerner, and it's our Dare to Live Fully podcast. Today we're dealing with a tough subject, how to handle loss. Whether it's a loss of a loved one who you miss dearly, or someone who you've had a relationship with, who's moved on, whatever it is, in terms of people, that's very difficult to cope with. And these days, with the pandemic, with racial unrest, with economic insecurity, many of us are dealing with the loss of the way things used to be. We might have lost our jobs. We might have lost people we work with. We might have lost a lifestyle that we had, a regular way of doing things, of being. Many of us have been at home, working from home, having family at home. It's been difficult. And we want the old way. There is a loss in not having it the way it was. This podcast will help you cope in new ways with how to deal with a loss. So the number one thing is not to deny that it's happening. It is happening. It's happening now. Accept it. And let yourself be with what is now. I'm working from home. I'm not sure if I'll have my job. My family is always around. I miss the old ways. I missed that sense of security, whether it was really security or not. So accept what is right now. Accept the loss. Number two, don't judge yourself. Allow yourself to have mood swings. With the loss of a loved one and grieving, you may feel fine one minute, and then a few hours later, all of a sudden you're sad. And it's not your place right now to judge yourself. Allow yourself to have those feelings. Allow yourself to say those mood swings are okay. There is nothing wrong with you. Allow yourself to be sad that things aren't the way they were 5 months ago, or frustrated, or whatever. As I said, one minute you may feel good, the next, all of a sudden you're frustrated, angry, sad. Don't judge yourself. That's a no-no. Also, when you share with people, number three, be very selective. Don't share with those people who will say, especially if you've lost a loved one, isn't it time you get over it and move on? You'll move on when you're ready. We can't pluck out grief from our system. It's there, and we need to honor it, because when we honor it, it also shows us how much we love that person. So be very compassionate with not only yourself, but who. Be selective with who you share with. Not those judgmental people. You don't need them. Even if they think they're giving you good advice, it's not good advice. Number four, accept that it's going to be with you for a very long time. Even when the last 5 months is handled in a different way, in the future, it may not be as difficult. There may be a vaccine. Companies may have new policies. We may have some kind of semblance of normal. It's not going to be really the same. We've gone through traumatic life shocks. And when that happens, nothing ever goes back to the same. So accept that. It's just part of a new fabric of our lives. And when we accept it, we can all grow from it. There have been good things that have resulted, like really seeing what you want in your life by feeling the emptiness of what was and wanting to replace that with something that you might not have had yet. It's okay to have that reflective time where you want to build your life in a more fulfilling way. Very important to accept that even when you feel the loss, the frustration, the anger, it's not all of you. You are a strong woman. You have gifts and talents to share with the world. You know, I remember when my father died, and I loved him very much, Max. I had an event that I was scheduled to do, and it was a few weeks after he had passed, and I was debating whether I would do it. And I actually had to travel. In those days, we traveled much more easily than we are now. And it was interesting because I compartmentalized my feelings. I knew I was grieving for my father. I felt the feelings. But when I was in front of those 300 people delivering something important, I put it on the shelf. I took it back after I was finished. So what we need to realize is that loss, grief, anger, frustration as a result of our loss is not all of us. It's a part of us, and life does go on, and we can move forward in our lives even though we have the feelings of loss. As I mentioned before, it's very important to find those people that can listen to you without even telling you what to do, even if it's well-intentioned. We don't have to go through anything ever alone, even though we might feel alone. So to review, here are some of the major things we talked about. Whether it's the loss of a loved one who you love dearly, or the loss of the way things were in the last 5 months, for many of us, our lives have changed radically. Accept it. Don't deny it. Allow yourself to have a full range of feelings. 1 minute, you may feel fine, and then the next minute, you're overcome with sadness or frustration or anger, whatever it is. Just allow it like a wave. They say grief comes in waves. Allow the feelings to happen. Don't judge them, accept them. Don't let other people tell you to get over it. If you've lost a loved one, your time for grieving is your time. It's not about soothing their discomfort. Be very selective in who you choose to be around. And don't do it alone, as I said. Pick one or two people who you know you can talk to no matter what, and they're not going to judge you. Remember that loss and grief is not all of you. It's a part of you that needs to be respected. But you can move forward and have powerful things happening in your lives, advancing your lives, despite the loss. So the challenge these days, folks, is people are talking about the new normal. We're not going to go back to where it was 5 months ago. That's impossible. We've gone through life shocks, and nothing will ever be the same. It may be easier. We may have some of the things we had before. But let's take those realizations. We're strong people. We're reflective people. Let's take those realizations of what we've learned from this period, the things we really value, the things we really want in our lives. And let's build a new life based on what we truly desire and allow for the feelings of loss and the feelings of grief. They're part of the whole process. Be extra kind to yourself. These ain't easy times, folks. Goodbye for now. It's Helene Lerner, womenworking.com, and our Dare to Live Fully podcast.